This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Selena Troesch Munster. Selena's in a fascinating business. She's a principal at Touchdown Ventures. And Touchdown Ventures has this fascinating business, and she'll tell us a lot more about it, where they handle sort of the venture investing side by side with major, major corporations. It's a fascinating business, and she'll tell us more about it. Selena, let me let you do a better job of explaining than I can. Tell us about yourself and Touchdown Ventures, and we'll talk about some of the other things you do, such as teaching at USC and advice you have for women leaders and investors and so forth. Selena?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Scott. And I'm happy to share a little bit more about Touchdown and then about my journey and some of the other things that I have on my plate. So Touchdown, as you said, is a very unique venture capital firm in that we work with large corporations to help them manage their venture capital programs. So you can think of us as an extension of the internal teams at about 18 different corporations today. And we cover all kinds of industries. So we work with Kellogg's, Miracle-Gro, T-Mobile, Avery Dennison, and a number of other companies to help them structure and then actually manage venture capital programs that address their strategic needs. In those programs, we are actually dedicating a team from our side to work closely, usually with the corporate development or business development team on the corporate side, to identify startups, do due diligence, and then ultimately manage the portfolios that we build together with the corporate partners. I joined Touchdown about 7 years ago, almost exactly, when I was in my second year of business school at USC. That's where the USC connection comes from. I met one of our co-founders, Scott Linette, through a class that he taught. And I kind of took advantage of that moment in his life. He, David, and Rich had just started Touchdown a few months earlier, and he was about to have twins. And so I figured he probably needed some help, and I was excited to get into venture capital and saw the Touchdown model as something really unique in the market and a way to take advantage of all of the resources that corporations have that can help startups grow, scale, and ultimately win in their respective markets. In those 7 years, I've worked in a number of our different funds, have helped launch a number of other programs that are still ongoing with the firm, and now lead our program with Scott's Miracle-Gro, focused on ag tech and innovation in home gardening. Before business school, I was at Barclays Investment Bank for about 5 years, doing a variety of different valuation work on mortgage-backed securities, and decided to go back to business school to transition into something a little bit more human-facing. Valuation is a lot of fun and very intellectually stimulating, but not a whole lot of impact on people's lives, whether that's the founders or folks out in the world. So that's a little bit about me in the business.
Just fantastic. And talk about what, I mean, I know that you guys work with these major, major companies in handling the sort of the venture part of their portfolio, which is for both returns on investment and also to help those companies get into new areas, explore new areas, and seed new areas. Talk about what that looks like with a company like, and I don't want you to go into details, we don't want you to share secrets and stuff like that, but talk a little bit about what that looks like and the purposes of sort of working side by side or outsourcing the venture capital arm of a major corporation. Talk about what that looks like a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the key reasons that folks decide to work with us is because venture capital is a high risk activity, and it requires a specialized set of skills that can take a decade plus to really learn. And so we bring the venture capital expertise to that effort. And so typically, once we've built the strategy, which is actually a very important part of what we do, which includes identifying which sectors we'll invest in, how much goes into each company that we invest in, how the corporation is actually going to engage with the startup, to what extent there needs to be a commercial agreement between the two as a precursor to investment. Once that strategy is set, we actually hold the equivalent of partner meetings on a regular basis with our counterparts at the corporation. So on the Touchdown side, will be identifying investment opportunities, taking calls with entrepreneurs, and deciding which ones are appropriate based on their financial profile to move forward into due diligence and ultimately be brought to the investment committee. On the corporate side, they're keeping an eye on what are the priorities for the business, what kind of strategic impact do we want to have, how do we incorporate this high volume of startup interaction into the intelligence that is important in guiding the business in where it goes and how it innovates. And in some cases, the companies that we identify, that team on the corporate side will say, you know what, this is so important and strategic that we actually think this needs to go into our M&A pipeline as opposed to being an investment. And so we see ourselves as almost a point guard that is evaluating all of these opportunities and on a regular basis, sharing them with our corporate partner and having a collaborative discussion about what is the most appropriate way for these companies to maybe interact with the corporate partner. Is investment appropriate both from a financial and a strategic perspective? And how do we make that recommendation to the investment committee if appropriate? And then ultimately, you know, help that portfolio company grow and succeed throughout throughout its life cycle. Happy to answer any other questions about how that works at a high level.
No, fantastic. Talk about sort of like, you know, teaching at USC and how much you've learned from teaching. I always find in teaching you learn more than you do in taking a class. Talk about the experience of teaching at USC, one of the greatest business schools in the world. What is that like?
It's really special. And I think the service to me is that it keeps me sharp. So I teach a class that's basically Venture Capital 101. And it's meant to equip the students with the skills and understanding that they need to come in as junior employees at a venture capital firm and really hit the ground running. So teach skills like competitive analysis, you know, how do you actually conduct a first call with an entrepreneur, bring in some guest speakers, particularly entrepreneurs, to share their businesses. And then we talk about what is it that are the strengths and potential weaknesses of these companies. And the students get more and more sophisticated every year, really keeps me on my toes. And I think the thing that is the most rewarding about teaching, in addition to, you know, really making sure that I know my stuff, is the relationships that I have with students over time. A number of my students have gone on to found companies. I've been able to work with them to hone their pitches and start fundraising. So it's those relationships, which, you know, in venture capital and private equity in general, it really is a relationship-based business. And teaching is no exception to that relationship building.
And think a little bit about, or tell us a little bit about, you joined a team of male founders. Talk about any advice you have for women leaders in business, and any advice you have.
I think the thing that is the most difficult for many women is having confidence in those situations. I think when I stepped into that environment, I knew that they wouldn't have had me join the team if they didn't have faith in my ability to do the job. But at the same time, I very much had imposter syndrome, which is not unique to women. But I would say finding ways to build confidence and really working together with trusted mentors to kind of develop the skills to, you know, stand by opinions, build your ways to sort of practice and before presentations, and taking the time, which I think women are very, very good at, to sort of think about your audience in various situations, particularly in male-dominated fields. What is it that is going to resonate with them? How do you sort of sit at the table, make an argument that will get through any preconceived notions that other folks will have in the room? I think a lot of us will go in and say, you know, 100% sure that I can do this. And I don't know that anybody ever is 100% sure that they can execute on the more challenging aspects of their job. And so finding allies as well to, you know, help you through some of those potentially lower confidence moments in your career, particularly at the beginning, is very important.
Thank you. So I'm going to talk about investing a little bit. Is a typical investment side a seed or early stage investment that you're working with? Or what does the investments look like that you're working with side by side with your cohorts and corporate partners?
It really varies. Each program is bespoke for the corporation, and each corporation has a different risk tolerance. And so we have programs that do seed and early stage investing where the company may not have any revenue or has very limited revenue. And there are other programs that are a little bit more risk averse and do early and growth stage investing. And so it's an important part of our process to understand what exactly do you expect startups that you invest in? Are you okay with 70-80% of your portfolio going under? Or will that kill the program? And there are different answers to that in different organizations. I think the most important thing is being able to analyze each company at with benchmarks related to its stage. So I would never evaluate a seed stage company based on financial history because it doesn't have any. In contrast, a growth stage company has a lot more financial metrics to dig into, and you're looking at are those metrics sound? Do they have a plan for taking what they have and really scaling the capital that we're going to give them? So all that to say, we've done really every stage of investment a touchdown, but each fund has its own stage focus based on risk tolerance.
Just fantastic. And Selena, where can people learn more about Touchdown Ventures and about you? Can they find you on LinkedIn? Where can they find more about Touchdown Ventures? And do you feel forced in this male environment to use phrases like touchdown and point guard, or does that come naturally to you?
For me, it comes naturally. It's actually one of the places that I would point people is to our blog on Medium called Risky Business. And that is a specific post that Scott actually wrote to talk about kind of how we sit at the middle of different activities. I am a sports fan, but I do vividly recall a conversation that I had with the founders near the beginning of the firm, as we were talking about recruiting, making the point that, I'm a little bit unique in that I really love watching football and being caught up on what's going on in various sports, but not all women are. And so if we want to make sure that we have a really great, diverse workforce, we need to kind of make sure that we're using a variety of different languages and analogies.
Selena, you had mentioned the different sports metaphors and so forth. And it is very important for cultures to be very careful in how much they use sports metaphors and so forth, because you can, in many audiences, be cutting out some of the audience that doesn't want to hear every single thing in a sports metaphor. Isn't that correct? I mean, men can overdo it sometimes and then leave people out of the equation too and feel like, oh my goodness, every single thing has to be a sports metaphor. I'm sick of it. That can happen in cultures too, can't it?
That's absolutely true. And I think one of the things that our firm has been really great about is taking that into account and thinking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And one of the ways that we have thought about that is how do you give people kind of a voice in the investment decision-making process, because different people see different things in deal opportunities. And so the idea that somebody with a different life experience might say, that product or service has a huge opportunity because, I am a part of the community that lives that, or I have been in a role that software would have transformed. And so having those different voices and experiences that you might cut out with being very focused on sort of sports metaphors or other very traditionally male type analogies, might lose you a real opportunity to make a huge financial gain.
And you could have situations, this concept as well, where you've got a hard-charging male founder or a hard-charging woman founder, but let's say a hard-charging male founder that the other male principal fall in love with and think, oh my God, he's a leader, he's going to be great, he's going to be terrific. And you could have somebody else around the table look at the person and say, oh my goodness, no one's going to want to work for that person, he's horrible. You could have very different perspectives on it, but they're very important perspectives, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's really critical. But at the same time, being able to foster those differences and work productively together is an incredible challenge. And I think we're at an inflection point as an industry in figuring out how to do that without shutting anybody down, but not turning ourselves into, you know, a complete bottleneck either. It's finding ways to take all of those different perspectives, making sure that they're heard, and then a way to move forward with sort of the best information and analysis that we can.
Fantastic. I want to thank you for joining us today, Selena. What a pleasure to visit with you. What a remarkable career. Thank you very much. And fascinating what you and Touchdown Ventures does. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. I really enjoyed it.